You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Okay, welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hello.
Hello. Well, by this time next week, you are going to be full on Christmas going on. But my kids, tomorrow, everybody's out. But, you know, one of them's out today and the other one had half day and I totally forgot.
Oh, so did you leave them hanging? Did you get the shame call? Your kid's here. Where are you?
thankfully, I didn't. Oh, my God. My jeans are, you know, I don't even like wearing jeans anymore.
No, nobody does.
I just had to unbutton them. But anyways, no, I remembered last minute, but I was on my way to Dallas, another part of Dallas, and I had to have my mother-in-law go pick her up. So yeah, she was picked up.
Okay. Well, that's nice. You have a backup person.
Thank goodness.
Well, my kids get out of school today. And so I'm doing like my last push because once they're home from school, you know, I can't get anything done.
I know.
So this is it. And you know what? I just got them another damn present at the Costco. And I think you might be interested in this.
Tell me.
So, you know, those Nerf guns, those are like the bane of my existence because mm-hmm. I hate those little things. They hurt, even though they say they don't hurt. They shoot them. I pick them up all the day. I just got them laser tag. $50. 4 little laser things. So now they can shoot each other without me having to pick anything up, right?
Yes.
Okay, genius.
I have those, yes.
You do? Is it fun? I'm labeling it because my husband is really into the Nerf Wars. So I'm labeling it to him and the children from me.
Yeah, that's good. I think they will have fun with them for sure. Yeah. So congratulations. Good gift.
Oh, thank you. Listen, I am dying because, of course, I had to pee my pants when I came home and I have house painters here and they wanted to talk to me.
Oh, gosh.
I thought I was going to pee myself. I had to like mid-sentence just like, I got to go. Like I was sweating. So now they think I'm rude. By the way,
that's okay.
Who has house painters in December? That's crazy, especially when you like to put up your Christmas lights and admire them.
Yeah, Gretchen put all of her Christmas stuff out, and then the landlord had the painters come over. And
oh, my husband scheduled it. It's his fault.
He scheduled it?
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't tell me.
Oh, my gosh. He's fired.
Yeah. And so then I still had some left, some Christmas decorations on my lawn. I have a whole menagerie of the North Pole. And then we had this crazy one-day storm in California. Took my shit out. All my shit is like covered in dirt. It's a disaster out there.
Well, what can you do?
It's not Kentucky, so it's okay, but it's annoying.
Oh, can we please pray for all the people
in
Kentucky?
Poor people in Kentucky. Yeah, we feel so bad.
Well, not only Kentucky. I mean, it blew through a lot of places, but that is the one thing, you guys, that moving to Texas is tornado territory.
Tornadoes are balls. Okay, I will take an earthquake over a tornado any day. That footage of those tornadoes is crazy bananas.
I did not realize how crazy it could get. My son's friend, the tornado that went through Dallas, I think 2 years ago, it, or maybe even less than that, hit their house, and she was in the bathroom with her kids, you know?
Yeah.
And it full on took their roof off a portion of their house, but not where they were. Thank goodness. But she's like, when we came out, the whole house is destroyed.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it at all.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazies.
Well, I also have a crazy case for you.
Okay. I'm ready
today.
For it.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, Gretchy Poo, this week we are headed to Europe.
Europa. Europe.
Europa. Yeah.
European. My favorite joke from fifth grade.
You know what you were doing today while you were talking to that painter? You were peeing.
Yeah, I was European. Yeah.
And I was rushing to get home to do this podcast.
Oh, shoot. Double down.
Oh, shit. Okay. And by the way, this little country that we're going to talk about, I think it may be close to Russia. I could totally be wrong. So, Damian, you can fault me if I am.
I thought it was next to Greece.
It is next to Greece, actually. That's what I'm going to tell you. But the accent to me sounds a little Russian.
Okay.
Anyways, it's Eastern Europe. And the home of our editor and our friend, Damian.
Damian.
North Macedonia.
I call it mesothelioma, which Damian probably does not understand, but there's a commercial for mesothelioma out here that airs all the time. If that is culturally insensitive, I apologize in advance to all the residents or people from
Macedonia.
Mesothelioma. Yeah.
Okay, so the country is situated in the Southeast Europe. So maybe it's not right. You know what? I sound like
she
a
sucks at
idiot.
Geography. Yeah, you suck at geography. This is not surprising.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
But it is close to Greece. I know that because Damian goes to Greece all the time on vacation. I'm real jealous of it. And he's going to Brussels next week. So,
shoot.
You know, there's a lot of stuff very close that is very appealing.
Okay.
Macedonia is landlocked, so that's why they go to Greece. You know, they need a little sunshine.
Yeah.
Ocean.
Yeah.
The population is around 2 million. The capital and the largest city is called Skopje. Okay, also, you guys, you have to forgive me for all of these mispronunciations. It was really difficult.
You're going to do your best. Okay. We're with you.
Okay. Okay. The majority of the people in this country live in the largest city, which is Skopje, but there are plenty of villages and small towns where, you know, it's little. I guess it's kind of like here, you know, like there's plenty of places
that are rural. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today's case comes from a small and quiet town called Kichevo.
Okay.
The population is 30,000, and it is a quiet town. Nothing really goes on here. It's one of those places where you feel super safe. However, in 2003, a woman in her 60s named Gorica Pavleska. She disappeared. So Gorica was a cleaning lady. She was not wealthy by any means. And she just up and vanished. It was strange because what would somebody want with like an elderly cleaning lady? And these kind of things just did not happen in this tiny village. The disappearance was so rare that it made national news when a reporter named Vlado Tineski wrote about it in the local paper. Then, in November 2004, another cleaning lady, elderly woman, went missing on her way to the market. Her
I don't like this.
I know, weird,
going
right?
after the old ladies, not good.
No, I mean, that's the thing. You know, when like elderly abuse and all that stuff, it really just irks the bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
So anyways, this woman's name was Mitra Simjonoska. She was 64 and she also lived in Kichevo. Mitra was fortunately found, unlike our first victim. Mitra was found, but unfortunately, she was deceased. She was found only a couple months after November in February 2005. Her condition was grave. She had been bound, strangled, beaten, raped, and stuffed into a plastic nylon bag and thrown into a ditch.
Oh, extra.
Pretty awful. So there was one woman missing and another woman brutally murdered. And you can only imagine the talk in the town was one of fear, right?
Right.
I mean, doesn't happen in this little town. And of course, it's making local news and it's making national news. Our reporter friend keeps writing about it. Some time had passed in this little town. And near the third anniversary of Mitra's disappearance, which is the one we just talked about, another cleaning lady named Lubzuka Lukowska, who was 56, went missing.
Well, what gives? Is there a lot of houses to clean?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of houses everywhere to clean, right?
Okay.
But maybe that's the thing. You know, I think you're thinking because, well, like, we never had a cleaning lady growing up.
Right.
Right? Did you?
No.
Yeah, it was not a thing. I have help now, but maybe in Macedonia, it's just a thing to have a housekeeper.
Okay.
It could be.
Okay.
We'll ask Tomiana about it.
Pro for Macedonia.
Totally. So this is now November 2007, and Lubzuka was also going to the market. So the similarities were striking. These women not only had the same job, but they also kind of resembled each other. And most of them were just going out to run errands. Lubzuka was found in February 2008, and in the same fashion as Mitra, she was bound, beaten, raped, and wrapped into a plastic nylon bag. The interesting fact that I found about this case is that the coroner thought she had just been deceased for a couple days, not months. So I don't know if this person was keeping her alive or if he had her in a freezer or something, you know?
Well, Tab, you mind if I chime in here for a second?
Sure.
Because I do have something to say about all this talk of cut up people and plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it has me thinking of the Dexter. And I want to say that one of our listeners recommended this Dexter on the Waze app. You can have the voice of Dexter. And I was so right pissed because on my Waze app, it wasn't there. I deleted the app, reloaded. Well, guess what?
Is it there?
I checked it and it was there. And it took me all around town yesterday and I fucking love it. It is so amazing. He says stuff like, law officer ahead, the best way to avoid being caught is to think like them. Stuff like that. Like little Dexterisms.
No way.
It's the best thing ever. Everybody, change your voice to Dexter.
On Waze.
On Waze. Boom.
Okay.
Okay.
That is a really good tip.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And also, since we just took a little break, let's take a little break to hear from our sponsors for about 30 to 60 seconds.
Okay.
Hey, Gretch, let's take a break real quick to talk about our favorite meal service.
Say hello to HelloFresh. Happy day.
And during the holidays, it makes it even happier because, you know, it's so hectic over here. And I've been making my HelloFresh meals like every night, and it's so much better to not have to spend so much time in the kitchen. It literally takes me 30
minutes.
You know
what it's so great for is I'm going out of town, and I know that I can just buy the HelloFresh, and none of it is going to go to waste because I don't have to go buy a bunch of groceries and leave my refrigerator empty. It's awesome.
Oh, that is the best idea. I never even thought about that. Also, you guys, during the holidays, they have these easy, like, charcuterie boards and stuff that looks real fancy that you could take to your parties.
So perfect.
Even your, you know, favorite things parties that you're getting invited to.
Everyone but you, Tab.
Everyone but me. So, you guys, seriously, this is where it's at. Go to HelloFresh.com/clinkclink14 and use the code clinkclink14 for up to 14 free meals. And you get 3 free gifts on top of that. I mean, Merry Christmas.
And it really is delicious.
It really is. I highly recommend and encourage you to go to HelloFresh.com/clinkclink14 and use the code clinkclink14 for 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. It's the number one meal kit in America.
Nice.
We just talked about another cleaning lady that went missing. And the news, again, is worrying about this missing woman. And I'm sure every cleaning lady in the town was a nervous Nelly.
Right.
I sure would be.
Get those tasers. Walk with a buddy.
Right. Yeah. So police were on a manhunt, and 2 people were actually arrested for the murder of Mitra. These 2 men had actually robbed an elderly man and killed him in the process. So the town was happy. They were like, done. You know, this has got to be the person that has done it.
Mm-hmm.
And Vlado Tineski, the reporter that reported on all the disappearances and the murders for now years since, you know, the first one was 5 years prior, he reported all about these guys and their trial. And was happy that these guys were behind bars and the case was closed. However, another cleaning lady went missing. This time in May of 2008, Zivana Temelaska, 65, vanished. Zivana's disappearance was a little bit different because she did not disappear on an errand. She had actually heard over the radio that her son had been in a accident.
Ooh.
And so she went to go to the hospital to see about her son. But her son wasn't in an accident. It was a hoax.
That's so mean.
So Zivana was found a couple days later near a football stadium, and she was bound, beaten, and raped. All the same way as every other cleaning lady. So.
And you said she was 68 years old, right?
Yeah.
Dang.
Presumably, this is the same killer or a copycat since they had 2 guys in custody already.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, trust and will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Well, Vlado, the reporter, he was good. He was quick to realize and report that the cops had it wrong. The first two guys that were incarcerated, and found guilty, well, they were actually in prison when the first woman went missing, or Mitra, okay, not the first woman. The first lady, Garitza, the one that I talked about, they never found her. So there's no, I'll tell you, I think it's the same person, but there's no hard evidence to it.
Okay.
So Vlado was like, you got it all wrong. He went on to report nationally about the murders, and his stories were getting picked up. Mind you, reporters in small towns don't make too much money. But when they make national news, they get paid for it.
Right.
He was a freelance writer, and he only got paid when things were published. Vlado had noted in his reports that all three women had been killed by the same person and dubbed him the Kichevo Monster. Police started to notice that Vlado's investment into the murders, they were interested in his stories also. One thing they quickly noticed was that Vlado knew exactly how these women were murdered. He wrote, in quotations, "The monstrous murders brutally tortured the helpless woman, killing her by strangling her with a telephone cable."
Oh.
That was knowledge that no one else did know. Each woman was strangled with a telephone cord, which the police refrained from disclosing. Vlado's reports were sus, and police soon grabbed some DNA from Vlado. And guess what?
It was Vlado.
It was Vlado.
That is some twisted shit.
Vlado's DNA matched the semen found in these women.
You know, when fancy people talk about semen, they call it spermatozoa. It's one of my favorite things to say.
Okay, so I'll just call it cum.
Okay.
So Vlado Tineski was a serial reporter and a serial killer.
Dang.
He killed elderly cleaning ladies to, one, gain notoriety in the world of news reporting.
Oh my gosh. So when they pinned it on somebody else, he's like, no way, you guys got it wrong. That pissed him off.
Totally.
He's like, you need to still be looking. I guess I better get to killing again.
I think almost that's why he did it again so quickly.
Shoot.
You know, because it, the first woman went missing. And then between like them, we're like a year to 3 years apart, which is a long time. But I know that that type, they start needing that fix a little bit sooner.
Yeah. Well, him giving himself that Vlado the Monster name, you know, makes him sound like that really terrifying person. I hope that they renamed him in the press something like Vlado the Douchebag or something.
Because
that would that's how you really get back at him, those types.
True.
Yeah.
You don't want to call him like smart and all that, you know?
No. No, no, no.
So Vlado was arrested, but before he could be brought to justice, he stuck his head into a bucket of water and took an eternal water bath.
He drowned himself by putting his head in a bucket of water? I have never heard of such.
I know, me neither, but he was in a jail cell with two other guys. And that's how they found him.
Oh, okay. That's sus. Like maybe one of the other guys stuck his head in a bucket of water.
And held it down?
Yeah, because you know that, you know, they do that to rapey people in the clink. And especially I think when you're raping grandmas. Not to offend anyone that is a grandma at the age of 68. Just saying. Listen to Patreon if you want to know more about that joke.
Yeah. And you're not Jack's grandma. Vlado did leave a suicide note, though.
What? Did he have Courtney Love write it for him? She's good at it.
I'm thinking maybe he had, maybe actually one of those guys wrote it for him because it just said it was a suicide note left under his pillow that noted his innocence. But dude, DNA doesn't lie, buddy.
Yeah.
I do think that bucket of water, head in the bucket of water, has got to be. That seems really hard to do.
No, I hate this committing suicide and still saying you're innocent. It's like, yeah, please do us all a favor. Save us a trial. Commit suicide. But just say you're effing guilty.
Yeah, me too. But right? He had kids.
Like,
and
who was that case? That case out of Connecticut. Oh, that guy is from somewhere like Greece, too.
Jennifer Dublower.
Yes. And she and her husband was Fav V something.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was from Greece.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to just find where the
mesothelioma is. Uh-huh. Greece adjacent.
It's next to Bulgaria. That is where the accent I think I'm hearing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's next to, so it's in between Greece, Albania, Serbia, and Bulgaria. In Kosovo. Okay. That's like the area it is. Actually, South Macedonia does have seas in it, but North Macedonia does not.
Okay.
Okay. So now that we're back to the serial killer that killed himself in a bucket of water and left a note saying he was innocent, that we don't believe. So he never went to trial, but I want to kind of tell you a little bit about Vlado.
Yes.
Because we are all interested in what makes people a serial killer. And I think, like most serial killers, Vlado had a pretty awful childhood. I'm suspecting that 99.9 to 100% of serial killers experience some sort of abuse as children?
Lots of people experience abuse as children and don't become serial killers. So I just, you know,
this
don't think
true.
It's an excuse.
I think this is so also
some
99.9.
People grow up and become like social workers and turn that bad into like a good.
Yes, I think that's the appropriate way to go about that. Mm-hmm. I also think 99.99% of people that are abused as children do not turn into serial killers. So
right.
I'm just stating a fact that I think the childhood has something to do with the psyche of a serial killer.
Listen, I'm a little worried about one of mine. She just did something bad. And you know what she told me? She told me that, and it was so bad. I talked to her teacher about it. And he told me this. She told him the same thing, that she has a monster in her head.
Yeah, that's scary.
Right? But thankfully, I mean, that got me very concerned. Okay.
Yeah.
So I started talking about this with my husband, and you know, he watches all these dumb cartoons with the children that I totally am like looking at my phone and tuning out.
On like Cartoon Network?
I don't know. I don't even know what they're on. That's how out of touch I am with it. And he's like, oh yeah, there's a girl that has a monster in her head. I'm like,
oh,
okay,
my God,
well, we are
from.
Not. I'm like, well, thank the Lord, but we're not watching that one anymore.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
You cannot watch that one anymore.
No.
So it is noted that Vlada was brought up in a really awful dictatorship parental situation.
Okay.
Two of his siblings actually left the household as soon as they could, never looked back, and were disowned by the family. And like, the parents were like, we're not giving you any money. And like, yeah, go F yourself.
Right.
But Vlado stuck around for the abuse. He even took care of his parents at one time. So it seems like he had this like desire to be wanted by his parents, where the other two were like, go suck it. He did get married and he had two children, but at the time he was not living with them. He was still married, and his wife had left and took a job in the big city while he stayed in the small town, which I find interesting. I don't know, you know, it's culturally, I don't really know how it works over there. So maybe this is typical, but I know in the United States, it's not typical for a married couple to live very far apart. However, when she was questioned and she gave reports, she said that they've been married happily for years. So I don't know.
You know, I wonder if in this abusive home he grew up in, if the mommy was the abuser and that's why he got to raping the older women.
I think you're onto something, actually. So Vlado's dad actually committed suicide in 1990. And after that, his mother lived with him and his family. His wife did say the only time that she ever saw an angry or mean, unkind side of Vlado was when his mother lived with them.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Right. The mother ended up dying not long after the father committed suicide. And after his parents died, he lost his job, went on to freelance reporting. That's when his wife left for the big city. So it sounds like his life kind of spiraled into a more dark place.
Yeah.
And that is when he started killing and reporting on the killings. The police also found that he had a bunch of pornographic material and fetishes in his summer home. And all of his killings were older cleaning ladies that had the same job as his mother.
Okay, it's all snapping into focus.
And they all looked like her.
Oh, that is creepy.
They also all are reported to have known his mother. And
no!
Probably him, yeah.
Ah!
So deep down inside, this guy was brutal and nasty.
Oh my God,
and
mommy issues, a lot of them.
He made these poor women suffer like really, really awful, awful deaths. So awful, I can't even talk about him. It's that bad. So I hope all those ladies are resting in peace, and I hope he's getting some serious intervention in purgatory or
wherever.
The dark place, wherever.
It's probably hot wherever he is.
Yeah, it's probably not beautiful beaches.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the story of the serial killer.
Okay. Well, that was a bit of a short one, but that's okay because it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, you guys. We have like so much to do this week. I know you do too.
Oh my gosh.
Even
it never ends, right?
It doesn't. And you know what? I wanted to keep it short this week, too, because people are not on their road like they are every other week because their kids are out of school.
True.
So you're not waiting around in the carpool line this week, are you, Gretchen?
No, I will not be. But
Gretchen,
you know,
actually,
I am excited.
Decided not to do the carpool
okay.
line anymore.
Yeah, I did. I'll talk about that. So when I'm in the drop-off line, there's a lot of anger. The people that work in the drop-off line at my school, just my kids can't get in the car fast enough or something. I had a rental car because my car was getting worked on. They couldn't work this. I mean, the anger. It's like with the hand motions, you know, hurry, hurry, hurry. I can't take it. I said, I'm just walking you. I don't need you guys to like kill my... I love when my kids get in the car and they're like, Mom, I had the best day. And then someone's like, move it. Real cramps my style.
Here's the deal. You have three kids to get in the car too. So that's like three cars.
Yeah.
So maybe they should just give you a little grace that you have three kids, not just one getting in and out of your car. That person... should be quick.
Well, something right? about it just brings out the worst in them because I have so many challenges with my children. I have a lot of Zoom meetings with the principal and she's a lovely woman. But let me tell you, when she's in the drop-off line,
she's not lovely.
She's not lovely.
Maybe you should have an intervention with them. You're like, if you don't want my daughter to... have monsters in her head, then maybe don't be the monster.
Right? Okay, well, I am driving to Colorado, so I am really excited for watching things. I got to download them off Netflix. So somebody...
Oh, did you see?
Yeah, somebody...
Somebody gave us a recommendation today.
It's like Unforgiven or something.
I put it down. Unforgivable.
Unforgivable. Yes, that's on my list. And let me tell you, there's something else I'm so excited about. Okay, you know, I already watched Tiger King 2, obviously, but there's another Tiger King. Tiger King Doc Antle. It's all about Doc. Of course, I put it on with my husband, and then naturally I fell asleep, but he watched it, and he's like, you know, he's not easily entertained, unless we're talking about, like, The Deadliest Catch or something like that. He's like, this dude is crazy. He was kind of telling me about it. And I said, say no more. Sounds amazing. I'm going to watch it all on the drive. And then he was a little insulted. He was like, I thought we were going to watch this together. I was like, it's too good to watch with you. My love.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to just focus.
You are so funny.
Uh-huh. So looking forward to those two things to jingle all the way while the kids are watching Polar Express in the backseat. Right.
And are you driving by yourself?
Oh, possibly. Because there's a little situation with work. I don't know if anyone recalls, but last year my husband did not join us for Christmas because he had to work. We woke up the kids at like 4 o'clock in the morning so he could watch them open presents and then he left. So I was really hoping this was going to be, last year was like our COVID Christmas. I mean, Christmas probably sucked for everyone. So I was really, I kind of had high expectations, which I should probably never have. And that we were all going to have a great thing, but it's not shaken out like that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You know what is unfortunate that happened to me is that I ordered my Christmas cards with the wrong photo after it took me 2 hours to actually get the photos downloaded. Because what did I use? Shutterfly kept locking up.
Yeah.
I know it's because I put it in there at least 5 times after it locked up. I had to go and redo it all.
Well, when you're just staring at those little tiny ones, you can't remember which one is the good one.
Totally. And so I had to reordered and now they're not even coming until after I'm in California. So I don't know. People are going to have their happy holiday card come New Year's.
I think that's fine.
Is it okay?
Yes.
It'll be a nice surprise, right? It's like, oh, we already got all of our holiday cards. There's the cane.
I've gotten hardly any. You know, I didn't send them out last year because it just didn't seem appropriate. So I think if I don't send people a card, they don't send me one. They don't waste their postage on me.
I will tell you, I am kind of like that. Like I will send every single person that sends me a card, but you know, because I just write it down. I don't know. I'm kind of like that. So that might be the problem for you.
The only cards I'm getting are from like the relatives that also include close a letter. You know?
I was thinking about enclosing a letter this year. Are you not into that?
I mean, I just don't have time to sit down and read it.
Oh, yeah. I could barely read my text messages, you guys. I am in the car all the time, driving these kids everywhere. And so my text messages get lost. But, you know, maybe I need to be I need to be better about that. Because I was telling you guys on Patreon, I didn't get invited to any favorite things parties.
Because you're a bitch.
And it's really been kind of bothering me that I'm not a popular person. I definitely have issues from like high school or something.
It doesn't bother me at all. Okay.
I know. But
I think you don't have enough time to get your shit done. So I want you to be less popular.
I don't know. I'm not popular. But somebody did invite me to a party. I think I got a pity invite because I don't even know the person that I'm going to her house. But my friend said, she said that you could come. It's totally fine.
Oh, well then, if you want to be popular, you need to suck up real hard. You buy like the good wine. I'm talking top shelf.
Yeah, it's a gift exchange too. So I need to bring a good gift.
So bring a good gift and bring a good wine.
Okay.
No, just throw some Hello Bello swag at them. You go to one of them fancy stores in your little downtown, pick out something pretty.
All righty. Good advice.
That's how you make friends, kids. Bribery.
<It's> true. All right. So anyways, clink, clink, you guys. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. And we'll catch you next Monday. We have Gretchen on the mic.
Yeah.
And if you want us sooner than that, and you're not a Patreon member, Gretchen just did a really good crime last week. I will tell you, it's fun to listen to.
It is. Our editor, Damian, thank you for this case suggestion. And thank you, Damian, for inputting all the music. It was a nice surprise for my ears.
Yes, it was. So if you guys want an extra bonus crime, go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. We do one once a month, and then we also have a extra episode once a week. Follow us on Facebook, Housewives of True Crime. Follow us on our private group, Housewives of True Crime group. You just have to answer a couple questions just so you agree.
Yeah, I've got a lot of people hanging right now because if you don't answer the questions and you just added Facebook like 2 weeks ago, I don't want to let you in.
Why do we have that? Like all of a sudden, all these people that had Facebook for like one day.
And please don't join our group just so you can advertise your own shit because I'll just take it down.
She's being brutally honest.
I am
right
being
now.
Brutally honest because that's not, we come for, you know, watch the new Dexter, like bubble, you know, like-minded people, stuff like that. I don't want it to be a group where it's like, you know, pushing other people's shit. It should be just a nice place.
It's to fun. Talk about. It's just a fun, it's a fun friend group.
All things we talk about on the podcast.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. That's all. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Wrap it up.
Whoop. Okay.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.